This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, if you're listening to me, you know now that there's something happening now that is extraordinary. Not necessarily the illness, but the reaction. You'll be in a conversation with somebody and they'll say something that you might find offensive, and they'll say, well, I didn't mean to offend you. And, of course, it doesn't really matter how they meant it to be taken. It matters how you take it, the perception. So right now the perception is, and I don't even know what the perception is regarding coronavirus. I have been to gun shops 2 days in a row. Today I went just to sort of see if it was sustaining the way it has been. And wow, there's a lot of people that are very, shall we say, anxious. I don't honestly know why they feel the need to arm up now versus, say, later. Because there's really no shortages of anything. You may go to a grocery store, they may not have toilet paper when you get there, but there will be some that's coming in the next day. You may go somewhere to get Spam, and it may not be there when you get there. Or there may be other things you can get, but it's not like we're having to, loot yet. But for some reason, people think we're going to get to that, and I don't know why. So, a lot of people now, and it'll be interesting to see what comes of this, because I wonder how many new preppers will come out of this. It's not just the zombie apocalypse. They're looking for something, a disruption, a major disruption into day-to-day life. A lot of people think about this. A lot of people do some things. I mean, I myself, I've got some food here. I've got some water here. Guns I got. And I probably had 3 weeks of stuff here without getting anything else. And yet, I did go out today to the grocery stores. Simply because while MREs and freeze-dried foods are they're perfectly edible and perfectly sustained, they give you good sustenance, they don't taste very good. So, before I got to that point, I wanted to get some stuff because I have no idea if we're going to have disruptions on power, for example. I sort of doubt it. But maybe some people never got around to creating a strategy just in case this happens. I'm not that worried about the stock market because of all these grocery stores that are selling out every day. So, but in the end, it doesn't really matter, right? In the end, there's a lot of people that feel like they're caught in the chaos. So what can you do right now? Let's talk about that. First of all, get gas. Keep a full tank of gas in your car or cars. And it's more important than ever because this is a pandemic you know, your question would be, why would you need to run? That's never the point. Case in point, Illinois declared an emergency order that empowers politicians to stop the sale of gasoline as well as ban ammo and firearms and seize property. That's here in the Chicago Tribune, for example, where they let you know that such a drastic measure won't happen. So go out there and keep your tanks topped off. Keep a low profile. Don't stand out. Do not wear expensive watches. If you have a less expensive car, bring it out. Don't brag about your toilet paper or ammo supplies. If you have cash, don't tell anybody about it, including your extended family. There's some people out there that are foreseeing a run on the banks. I don't know why. I don't know why there would be a run on the banks, but, I mean, try to also maintain your calm. That really goes a long way. You can order prepper food right now. I mean, we've got two sponsors here, I think, that have this available to you. You may not be able to find stuff at Costco, but you can get the prepper food. And you can get them online. It can be delivered to your house. Ammo. There is ammo out there. And as the supplies dwindle, the price is going to go up. The reason for ammo would be if the economy continues to plunge. It's going to plunge, but it's going to rebound. As soon as it starts to heat up in the country, this is going to be gone. And when we look back at this, a lot of people are going to be sort of sheepish. But between now and then, this is the thing you got to be concerned about. So you need to have ammo on hand. And if you have to buy it now, well then I guess the lesson to be learned is to always keep ammo. I mean, I needed an extra 1,000 rounds for a special purpose yesterday, and I managed to find some. But I had 2,000 rounds of that particular caliber sitting here when I went out looking for this other stuff. So ammo I got, and I've got ammo for the two main calibers that I fire, which is 9mm 5.56. But as we go forward, people are in full panic mode. A lot of people are willing to give over their rights for some sort of reassurance, which there is none. I've heard people saying, what could Trump have done to keep this from happening? Nothing. We have international flights every day. It was going to get here unless we cut everything off and went completely isolated. That was never going to happen because we didn't know about this strain of coronavirus. But if you're going to prepare, you need to prepare for beyond the pandemic. The pandemic is a set of circumstances. You need to prepare. If you really want to be prepared for things, you need to think about economic spirals and civil uprisings, power grid attacks. And that's the thing that really comes into play. Power. If you want to find out the thing about Keita, what Keita was talking about, if you want to find out how well you would fare in a messed up situation, try to live for a week without power. Now, they're already doing that in California, and they're doing that all over Europe and everything else. But you could get, like, a food saver vacuum sealer. That would go a long way. Have a few can openers on hand. Water, you know, if water, you can fill up your tub with water if it comes down to it, if you get low on water. Get a water filter. Life Straw is a pretty good one. Canned foods, well, that goes, you know, beans, Spam, tuna, and corn. Any meat out there? MREs. The MRE is the best way to go. That's my preferred way to go. Maybe if you have a charcoal grill and some charcoal, propane grill and some propane would go a long way. You need matches. You need lighters. You know, medical supplies. Get some Tylenol. The N95 masks, of course, they're good to have, but only if you're trying to protect your family from getting sick. If you're new to guns, get something in 9mm or 5.56. That'll go a long way. We're now in the cold reality of panic. Don't give in to the panic. Stay calm. It's going to be okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My default position on how many guns and how much ammunition you should have at any one given time is more than you have. Period. So right now, and one of the things I find quite amusing to a certain degree is how everybody thinks that everything is completely shutting down, and yet you can still go get a cup of coffee at Starbucks. You can still go to the grocery store. This is not completely shut down by a long shot. I mean, a lot of people are working from home or are not allowed to go to work. A lot of offices are shut down and everything else, and, you know, there's things that are about to happen, and measures the government's about to take, and the stock market is lower than it has been, but it's still higher than it ever was under Obama or anybody else preceding him or before him, and everybody seems to think this is Armageddon. So here in South Carolina, you know, we have a lot of different things available to us. We do not have legalized marijuana, so I don't have to fly past one of those. But I do, go past the gun shops and everything, and you know, you some of the gun shops here are now limiting how many people they're going to allow in there, which I think is prudent. Because you need to be able to stay in control of the situation. One I went to yesterday, only allowing one in at a time. Because people are desperate. In California, they were lining up outside. In the rain. Wanting to go in there, hoping there was something they could go in there and buy. Not even knowing what to get. So, we're going to come through this. But as we go through this, and after we come through this, keep this in mind, pretty please, if you would. The time to get the equipment that every healthy, law-abiding American citizen needs, and, you know, you're basically duty-bound to possess it if you believe that you're an American citizen, in order to personally secure the safety and liberty of himself, his family, his community, and his Constitution, is before the crisis begins. How do you do your duty if you're unpacked, unstrapped, and genuinely emasculated like one of those Vox scribblers who finds those AR-14s that Joe Biden babbles about so scary? I've been in positions where I didn't have a gun. In Germany, when I was stationed in Germany, instead of when we moved from the 1911 to the Beretta M9, we had chances to go buy things. And I could have gone to my rod and gun club, and I could have bought a 1980s era CZ-75, which would still be a really good gun today. I didn't do that. I bought a Taurus PT-99 because it looked like the Beretta. Diddy bopped around that for a little bit. Carried it for a while. When it got time to come back over here, I went to the Rod and Gun Club and sold it because shipping a gun back then was overseas was that was a pain. That was a hassle, even for the military. So then over the course of the rest of my military time, I did have a couple of other handguns. I had a real affinity for the Ruger P90, the big 45, the big slab-sided 45. I really liked that. And then I got out of the military in the 1990s. Well, in 1990, to be honest with you. July 1990, I got out of the military. And right after that, we had Persian Gulf One. In 1992, we had the Rodney King riots. During all of this time, I was in jobs where it would have been good to have a gun. Now, there was no legal way for me to carry one. But in this state, you can have a gun in the vehicle. I hadn't developed the good habits I have now because back when I was in the military, you know, you would get issued these weapons and then your ammo would be 200 miles away because some of the field-grade doofuses would figure out this is a good plan. But thankfully, non-commissioned officers, as I became one, we started creating our own little plans and our own little contingencies. But the thing I learned after the Rodney King riots, because even though it didn't happen here, I remembered when I was a kid when Martin Luther King was assassinated and there was trouble just in a lot of places, and there was trouble in Columbia, South Carolina. I learned that things can happen anywhere. Flashpoints can happen anywhere. And here I was basically wet and useless in 1992. Now, I had training. I just had to go out there and do that. And back in 1992, that was sort of an expensive proposition, but I did it anyway. But here we are now, and here's what we need to do. First of all, we've got to ignore the dill weeds of the media. And remember that you and I and the rest of our fellow citizens are going to make or break this bizarre Chinese coronavirus response. The president has things to do, the governors do, the doctors do, but you and I have a part to play in this. And one of our parts is going to be to help our fellow citizens. So while businesses are still open, delivery services are still going to be going on, order food. You can go through drive-thrus. Go get a cheeseburger. Wash your hands. Be on the lookout for the elderly in your neighborhoods. Be on the lookout for anybody that tries to take advantage of this. Because they're going to go after the weakest links. We don't need the government to tell us to help out. In fact, when the government does, it is inevitably less effective than us doing it ourselves, but it's very effective in taking our liberty away when they do it. These idiots on video going all MMA over some rolls of Charmin are interesting because they are the exception. No one is going to circulate a clip of you watching your neighbor's kids who are out of school while your neighbor does her shift at the ER. But that's the hero that does that versus the MMA fighter going after the Charmin rolls. So we're in this together. Period. We'll handle this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the $2 trillion massive economic stimulus bill that's pending in the Senate is a win for the American people.
The Senate bill, as you know, includes $350 billion in job retention loans for small businesses, with loan forgiveness available for businesses that continue paying their workers, they continue paying their workers. That's what we want. We want them to keep their workers and pay their workers. This will help businesses keep workers on the payroll and allow our economy to quickly accelerate as soon as we defeat the virus.
There are some objections from both sides of the aisle on the bill. Republican senators are not happy that folks that are not working can conceivably receive more money than if they were working on unemployment. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders wants more oversight on corporations that are receiving funding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have this coming from the desk of Rob Morse. And I thought about this, and I thought this was very... Given how many... There's tens of thousands of new gun owners this week. Tens of thousands. So, I saw this from Rob, and I decided I would go with this simply because I didn't want to wait till this coming Monday to talk about it. And so, you know, the whole thing of the Wuhan virus, this has inspired, for whatever reason, a lot of people who had never thought before to get a gun have decided to go out and buy a gun. Unusual and common, all at the same time. And many people weren't counting on that. They were not thinking about that. They didn't expect this until they suddenly found out that they might need one. Now, the good news is that the firearm is not a new technology. There's a lot of us out here who know exactly what to do with them. So it's going to be easy to go through the learning curve and take advantage of all the experience that everybody has and, you know, learn, as we have learned, how to live with them safely and use them reliably. This body of best practices when it comes to handling guns and owning them is called the gun culture. A lot of people call it the gun culture in a sort of derogatory fashion. That's fine. It still exists. It doesn't matter what they think. I've never cared what they think anyway. So, the first thing a new owner needs to learn is that you're not alone. You can learn from others. There are others who will teach you. They will show you how it's done. A firearm is a very dangerous thing if you mishandle it, but there are a lot of ways to handle it correctly, and once you know what those are the ways you can go. So welcome to the gun culture. And each and every day you're going to learn something new about this, and each and every day you're going to get a new experience with this, and each and every day you're going to get safer. First of all, you need to think about people. People might use a gun to protect the family, the business, themselves. And in each case, you know, when you're thinking about this, wherever you are, wherever you're carrying this gun, the really nice byproduct of this is you also get to protect, you know, family and coworkers as well in these moments. And, of course, you want to keep your kids safe. But you don't want your children to know where you put your gun and then to show other children where you put your gun. You want your colleagues at work to be able to help you in an emergency. This is going to take a little bit of instruction, a little bit of planning, and a fair amount of practice. At home, you have to child-proof your gun. And you have to gun-proof your children. And that's important because yours is the only home with new firearms. Excuse me, it isn't the only home with new firearms. Your children have to know what to do when they see a gun. And your children out there can go out there and be little ambassadors and role models out there who can guide other children in what to do when they see an unsecured firearm. You may go the Eddie Eagle program for that may be the route for them, or enrolling your teenagers in a firearm safety class. And that safety class is also a great place for adults to enter the gun culture because it's the same curriculum. So now we come to one of the great compromises in the culture. Where are you going to put it? Now, prudence means that your firearm is both secure from an unauthorized user and at the same time it's ready to go if you need it at a moment's notice. Here in the gun culture, we're still looking for that ultimate solution. I already have the perfect solution because all of my children are grown, so I can literally just leave them laying around. Keeping your unloaded firearm in a factory cardboard box is not a great idea. An unloaded firearm kept separate from your ammunition isn't a very useful idea. A loaded firearm in your bedroom closet isn't secure. Putting them in a small lockbox, sometimes that helps, but you still have the access issue to come to. But the rest of the time, and I, you know, when I'm not asleep, my gun is on me. And if I could figure out how to keep it on me when I am asleep and still sleep, I would do it. And how are you going to use this if it comes to this? Who do you want to protect? Where do you want this to happen? And how does your firearm fit with everything else you've got in place, if you have anything else in place? The best solution, the best gunfight to be involved in is the one that does not occur. Every trainer I know, and I mean, it doesn't matter who it is and whatever their reputation is, none of them want to be in a gunfight. you're going to travel with the gun, you need to look at where you're going, how you're going, how you're going to take it with you. You need to look at what the state's laws and the states you're going to fly through or drive through, rather, are going to be. If you're going to leave it in your car, you're going to want to lock it in there, right? Then the question becomes when. And that's going to vary from state to state. Here in the state of South Carolina, we have the Castle Doctrine, which means anywhere I can legally be, I don't have to retreat. So that means I can defend myself anywhere I can legally be, as long as I'm not there committing a crime. So, yes, you can shoot an armed intruder who kicks down your door at night. But you can't shoot your neighbor's 3-year-old who grabs a steak knife off the kitchen table and waves it around. You also have to look at that as well. You have to do a threat assessment really quick. You can use lethal force to defend an innocent person when they face an immediate, lethal, and unavoidable threat. But it has to be proportional. So, you don't have to, you don't get to use lethal force to protect property, only life and limb. And most criminals you're going to encounter, once you show the gun, they're going to run away anyway. And you don't get to shoot them in the back unless they're running at a school bus full of babies with some Molotov cocktails. Shoot until the threat stops and then call the police. Very simple thing. Then comes the hardest part that everybody seems to get is that you have to rehearse these plans and all these contingencies you have, because that all goes straight out the door. The fine motor skills goes away and you're in the gross motor skills. So only the stuff that has become second nature works. But you can do it. Welcome to the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Welcome back. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am very comforted to know that I have my Aero rifle here. Among a few others, very nice to have that with me. When the great coronavirus gun run first got underway in earnest last week, there were a lot of sniggering critics in the media that made great sport of tisking at all the stupid rubes, ridiculing them, and wondering if they were really so dumb as to think they were going to shoot the virus. Which it was never about shooting the virus. And everybody out there was making those noises like Bill Maher. Bill Maher, who owns two guns, and he claims he's never going to give up. He's never going to give up those two guns. It was never about shooting the virus. We knew this. They knew this. Everybody knew this. But what was happening was a bunch of America was sitting around foreseeing this emergency, especially one that discourages people kept in close proximity. And they began to understand what this could mean to law enforcement and crime. And now we have announcements like this one coming out of Philadelphia, which has validated exactly what all those gun buyers were afraid of. They have now decided to suspend arrests for all narcotics offenses, thefts, burglary, vandalism, prostitution, stolen cars, blah, blah, blah. Beginning this day, yesterday, this was an attempt to mitigate the spread of coronavirus, and the police will delay arrests on crimes ranging from narcotics to theft to prostitution, according to Commissioner Danielle Outlaw. Instead, they will be temporarily detained while officers can verify their identification. If they are not deemed a threat, they will be released and a warrant will be prepared for a future arrest. A detective will then submit an arrest affidavit to the district attorney's office for approval. And, all economic crimes like, bad checks, fraud, and existing bench warrants, those are not going to be held. They're going to be held up for a while. They will all be served at a later time. The memo states if an officer believes that releasing the offender will pose a threat to public safety, the officer will notify a supervisor who will review the totality of the circumstance and utilize discretion in the interest of public safety in determining the appropriate course of action. Other precautions include temporarily transferring officers from plainclothes units to uniform patrol, ending the livestock vehicle impoundment program, and modifying roll calls to ensure proper social distancing. There are some politicians that are calling for the jails to be emptied. I don't really know exactly. Now, letting prisoners out of their cell where, you know, and yes, I know all about the, you know, the overcrowding and everything else, but still, why would it be safer for the prisoners, more humane for the prisoners, for them to be out here with us, where everybody's, you know, afraid we're going to be into a forced quarantine lockdown? Why would that be better? But while they're making all of this noise, everybody is listening to this, and they're going out and buying guns. That news probably took about 14 minutes to make its way around the criminal community in the city of Brotherly Love. And the message? It was now open season for muggings and car theft and break-ins and more. In California, where they have a $950 limit on shoplifting, they will literally walk in there and steal $949 worth of stuff. In plain view, they'll use a shopping cart and get it all together. And they run out of the store. And nobody's going to arrest them for this. So when you get out there and you enable crime, crime is going to come. So, the long story short, there will be fewer criminals arrested and more let out of prisons over the next weeks and months. And this will inevitably mean a tick up in crime on America's streets. And that is why people have been lining up outside gun stores and cleaning out retailers' inventories for almost a week now. So, the next time a brainless twit gets out there in front of you and wonders aloud if all of these people who are buying guns plan to shoot the Wuhan flu virus, ask them how they plan to defend their family when there's far more criminals out on the streets. That's why all of these guns are getting bought and sold. More bought than sold, but, you know. Then we have this. This caught my eye just because of what it is. This is coming from the Socialist Rifle Association member, James Polk. He's got a long piece that he wrote that's in Harper's. He mixes a hard leftist paranoid view of a racist, authoritarian, overclass-dominated America with some lucid views on the role of guns in society and the meaning and importance of the Second Amendment. You know, broken clocks are right twice a day, right? So, owning a gun for any reason other than hunting or target practice, and that accounts for only 21% of U.S. gun ownership, is an inherently political act. To draw a pistol and choose to shoot someone who has violated your safety or sense of safety is to arrogate to yourself the right to decide whether someone ought to live or die. So he says. And merely carrying a pistol for self-protection means arrogating to yourself the same right. He wrote that the Supreme Court's 2008 District of Columbia Heller decision interpreted the Second Amendment provision for a well-regulated militia as more or less an endorsement of that right and of the NRA-fed gun culture that everybody was objecting to, a culture in which every private citizen is free to act as a deadly militia of one. Now, understand, this is a leftist gun owner, okay? A leftist gun owner. And then we go into the old, we go into the whole thing that I love the most is where we talk about the more directly political role that guns have played in our national life, according to this mindset. Guns in civilians' hands have served as a means of power, usually white power, to violently exert itself rather than as guarantors of liberty. I think that's pretty much in the eyes of the beholder, though, isn't it? Wasn't it the NRA that rode down into the South to help the newly freed black slaves against the Dixiecrats? Was that white power at play there? He points out that, in his view, this history extends back to the first armed slave patrols and up through the pro-Trump militias and suburban neighborhood watch groups like the one which George Zimmerman belonged to when he killed Trayvon Martin. But then, for some reason, he begins to hit a few things that sort of ring true, like gun control laws have in fact been designed expressly to keep guns out of the hands of black America. One of the key components in Southern black codes, laws reasserting white supremacy after the Civil War, was the attempt to prevent black people from owning guns. That's correct. And that's where it just comes, you know. I just get a kick out of these guys. But the fact that the a bunch of leftists get out there and they understand the significance of the Second Amendment, where it's supposed to be for liberty, and at the same time, they look at the way it is practiced here in the United States, where we have less crime due to gun ownership, is sort of interesting, simply because it indicates that there's something going on in their head that I don't quite understand, because they are able to see facts, and at the same time, they're not able to see other facts. And I think it probably has to do with the whole idea that, guns are about white power or whatever it is. Whatever the left is pushing out there, which they're always projecting anyway. So whenever you have a leftist gun owner out there talking about the shortcomings of owning guns, just remember he's projecting. This guy's a leftist. Well, he was all for the KKK, I'm sure. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.